Welcome to Verizon. I'm the Verizon assistant.
Para español, oprima 9.
Verizon and our partners may record or monitor this call for quality, systems training, and personalization. Are you calling about services associated with the number ending in 9900? Just a moment, please.
One moment, please. To verify your account, I can text you a one-time PIN to the mobile number ending with 9900 and email it to the address starting with A as in apple at VTROVIDE. Sending now. In a few moments, you'll receive a text and an email from Verizon, which includes the one-time PIN. Open one of those, and as soon as you're ready, tell me the four-digit PIN received. In the meantime, I'll wait.
5664.
Perfect. Are you calling to make a payment that was not received?
Yes, I need to talk to someone.
If you'd like to make a payment that was not received, press 1. Otherwise, press 2.
Please briefly describe the reason for your call today.
One moment, please. Do you need tech support?
Billing support.
I'll transfer you to someone who can assist you. One moment, please.
Okay.
I'll transfer you to someone who can help you.
For our privacy policy, visit verizon.com/privacy. During this call, your account may be reviewed for recommendations and offers.
During this call, we may ask permission to review the services you purchase and other account information to offer you the best value. Your current services will not be affected if you refuse permission. It is your right and Verizon's duty to protect the confidentiality of your account information.
Thank you for calling. My name is Matt. May I have your name, please?
Matt, Paul Barron speaking from B Providence, a public benefit corporation. And this is my third time calling since the beginning of the agreement. To discuss the same problem. It's a minor problem for you, but it's a big problem for us.
Sure.
We are a startup, a nonprofit that we are sharing a same building, the same property with two corporate Verizon accounts, one under our name, the B Providence, another one under the name of Garcia's General Contractors. So we have the full the Garcia's one, the $150 for the 500 megabit. I think it's a 500 or 400 megabit plan. And the salesperson convinced us to do a separate line for us using a special discount price for $89 per month, never more than that. I said, if you can extend after the first year for keep the same price, we're going to keep the account. If you cannot honor that, we're going to have to cancel the account and then share the same line we have. But then we need to call a IT guy to do a new router and then share the account. So it's a big, it's a big deal. Will cost us a couple, a couple hundred dollars. But the problem is about of my budget. We are struggling to survive during this the startup phase. We're gonna have 2-3 years ahead of us before we make one single dollar in profit, in according to our business plan. So Verizon, again, it's always we pay in time with no problem, to pay $89. But every time we pay, the price goes to 110. Every time go 110. So if you check the notes on the account, you're gonna see that I spoke with somebody, some supervisor. I don't think it's more than 3 months ago. He said, okay, we're gonna do a special exception. And we're gonna keep it under the 89. But again, the last month I was trying to pay, I saw that was not 89, was 110. Again. So can you try to find this time I'm recording the call, because the last time I trust, but now I cannot trust any longer. I must record because I have no way to prove to you that he agreed with that price.
Hate to say it, sir, you can't record the call. I'm in Pennsylvania. It's a it's like a two-person consent state. You can't record the call. I gotta get off the call if you record it. It's just not. I mean, we record our calls, but we let you know that. For
but if you record it, so you can promise me that you can keep the recording, so I can have a proof that whatever you decide will be kept, no longer come back without our, because he only wrote notes. He never changed the agreement.
Right.
Well, so can you, I can click the stop immediately if you promise you're going to have a copy.
This will be recorded. I assure you.
Okay. That's perfect for me.
Thank you.
Okay,
now, let me ask you a couple questions real quickly, and then I can give you some explanations on what's going on. So you mentioned, like, you already have the internet there. Why did you guys ever set up, like, your own internet when the
billing,
other person has,
IRS, IRS billing, and we have a separate house in the same property. It's house B and house A.
Okay, that makes sense.
Not only that. The reason we did is because the Comcast came with a special plan, and we share with your field office. They say, well, we are installing a new line right after your house. If you want to use the same wiring, you can have an exclusive account, but only for our email. We don't have any kind of email. We don't have a website. We don't have anything. So he said, you can will be perfectly fine with the $89 plan, which I guess 200 megabits, right?
Correct. Yeah, 200 megabits, and it looks like.
And we are very, very happy. Very happy. So it's no problem for us to pay. We could save this $89. I agree with you. But we need to buy a new router and call a technician. They ask us $100 per hour just to do the rewire for the both offices. So that will cost us about $200-$300. Evidently, then we can save $1,000 per year, of course. Huh? But.
Right.
But we need to have some disruption here. So, and I would like to keep paying this, Verizon. If you can do some special accommodation for this little $10, I think I would see $20 extra. So it's not a big deal for Verizon to give a nonprofit foundation a original price. It's not a big deal.
Right. Well, let me see, because you mentioned you may just end up canceling this account, and you've been with us for a while, so we don't want you to cancel. I'll tell you what, sir. Let me get you over to our retention group. I think that's who you spoke with a couple months ago. They're like, for our customers, they're like, look, if you can't lower the bill, I'm going to have to cancel it because we can't afford it. See if there's any way we can do anything to keep your business. I mean, if they can't and you need it canceled, they can put the order in to cancel the service. But usually, most of the time, we can make you happy. That way you don't have to cancel your account and go elsewhere. So give me just a few seconds. This isn't going to be long. I'll explain. You know, your price went up and you're thinking about canceling. See what we can do to keep you as a customer.
Okay, thank you.
Give me just a couple seconds, sir. I'll get you some help. Hang tight
thank
just
you,
a moment.
Thank you.
Appreciate
okay? that. Bye.
You're welcome. Just a moment, please.
Verizon and our partners may record or monitor this call for quality, systems training, and personalization.
Thank you for calling. This is Kristen. May I have your name, please?
Paul Barron, Kristen. Thank you for calling. Thank you for answering my call.
Hold on just one moment while I access your account.
Thank you.
I have the account in front of me. It looks like there had been a reoccurring adjustment that was on here until December, just for 6 months per supervisor. It looks like that's going to come off in December. What was the reason for the call? I'm trying
the
to
price. We agreed that will not be more than 89. Every time you're gonna pay, I saw 110. 110. Never the 89 the was agreed with a couple months ago. We are a non-profit startup, strive to survive. We're gonna take perhaps 2 or 3 years for us to have the first dollar in profit. So we share a big same building, same address with two Verizon accounts, one under B Providence and another big one under Garcia's general contractors. So we could use the same account, but because IRS taxing, because of a strict budget, they ask it to be to have a separate billing for the internet. So we agree to do that as long as Verizon can do some kind of accommodation, keep our price under the same, the original agreement. That's all we ask. And then I will just keep the accounting up to date right now. I'm going to pay every penny that we own. I just want to see if it's possible to avoid cancellation of the account. That's all.
Yeah, because it looks like there was a discount on here that had expired in July, and then a manager had agreed to add a recurring credit.
Exactly.
For 6 months.
Six months is still on. Why you charge 110 again this month of October? At least until the end of the year, he promised. I will not change your price at least until the end of December. As far as I remember, I may be wrong, but I don't think they ever is keeping their promise.
So it looks like you had a past due on here.
No, I understand.
Initially you had a $20 discount.
The only reason for past due is when I was going to pay a payment, I saw that was not 89. So I put the amount under the 110 and put 89. Then I pay.
Yeah,
and then
so
evidently,
the initial...
then evidently the billing keep having penalties or penalties because I never pay a penny more than 89. I don't want to pay. I can do right now some kind of a final accommodation because we have only 2 months until the end of the year.
Initially, the discount had been a $20 discount. That had only been on there for 1 year because you have a month-to-month plan.
Okay.
And then the representative added a $10 credit, so that would be the $10 difference. And then this has been carrying over a balance.
I want to pay right now. I want to pay right now. See whatever you can do, we're going to do it. So please keep the promise as much as you can, okay? I will pay right now.
So we can keep the $10 on there. Should be on there for another, at least until the next bill cycle in December. So let me, hold on 1 second.
No, until December, of course. I don't want to have any. Actually, next year we're going to have to count the account anyway because we are not planning to pay more than it anyway. The inflation is, I know it's very bad. Inflation is bad for you too. I agree. I understand. But because we have two accounts, we are paying for two accounts at the same time. It's very, very painful for us.
Yeah, because one of them you have, this one you have a static IP on a month-to-month plan. Did they ever check to see what our two-year term rate would be for you to put it on
We're going to keep month-to-month.
Okay, all right.
But I forgot the static IP. Yeah, the static IP is very critical for us. Is absolutely
critical.
Yeah,
so that's why that one's more money as well, because it's on an static IP than a dynamic.
I agree with you. So please tell, see what how much you need me to pay now to make this fair.
Let me just look here. So right now the balance that's showing on the account is showing it's $219.19.
Let me see
where that balance came from. So that looks like the last payment we had received was on because this was paying. So we haven't received a payment for the October bill, which carried over a balance, and then the November bill came out. So right now the balance that's actually due right now is showing the $130.19.
Okay.
But I can add a credit on here for the $10 on this current bill because it didn't. Let me just make sure it didn't charge your late payment charge here. Nope. Just. View. Yeah, because this just keeps carrying over a balance now. Give me just 1 second. Hold on one moment for me.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, so sorry for that hold time. So what happens is the bill posts and then the recurring credit gets applied right after that. So the $10 credit did get applied on November 8th, which so right now the October billing that was applied, that had a balance that it carried over on it. So the what's actually due now is the $120.19.
Well, can I give you the credit card to pay this right now?
I'd have to get us to financial services. I'm so sorry, but I can get us over there, and that credit should automatically appear again until the end of December, according to the reoccurring credit that was applied on here.
Okay. So let's do that. Can you inform the other person that will charge the exact amount you gave, so I don't have any confusion, and then don't forget to suspend the disconnection. They will schedule for disconnect the account next Monday. So can you handle that before you transfer?
Yep, I'll put a notation on here. So what's due right now is the October billing. The November bill is not due until November 30th.
Okay.
So give me 1 second. I'll put a note on here that you want to make the payment of the 2019, which is showing the past due.
Okay, $120.19?
Yes.
Okay. No problem. Right, no problem. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, 1 moment. No Thank problem.
Hi, thank you for calling Verizon Financial Services. My name is Christine. May I know your first and your last name, please?
Paul Barron, Christine. We're going to make a payment of $120.19 on our account.
Okay. Hold on. What is your name again?
Paul Barron, B-A-R-O-N.
Can I call you by your first name, Paul?
Louis Paul Barron.
Can I call you by your first name?
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Paul. I need to pull it up the account first. May I know what is the name of the account that you're calling for today?
Be Providence. It's a business account. Be Providence MB Holding International. I can give the account number if you need.
I have it here. So the mobile number in the account, is it ending in 993-9900? Email is still on BP. What is beprovidence.com?
That's correct. That is correct.
Okay. And then alternate number ending in 3986, correct?
39. Yes, that's the toll free. Yeah, 3986.
Okay. Okay, so you just want to make a payment today for $110.19 passive?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Let's process the payment. Can we use the card on the file?
Sure, please.
Okay. All right. Give me a moment.
Oh, okay. Oh, let me raise the limit in the bank. Give me just a second. They will decline. Give me just a second. I forgot. One second. Because we have a strict budget. So I just need 1 second here, okay? I forgot to tell you.
Hello?
Yes. One moment.
Oh, okay.
Because I need to release the bank limit before.
Okay. If we get to process the payment, there's a $3 charge for this, okay?
No problem.
$3.50.
Oh, if I pay here online, you don't charge that?
Yeah, there's no charge if it's through online.
I will do right now, online.
Okay,
right,
sure. Just let me know. It's
okay,
you,
but
when
you
you're
stay,
done.
Can you stay online so you, because then you can remove
yes.
the... Yes. Okay, just go.
Okay.
I'm signing myself in.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right there. I'm logging in the account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'm paying one. Okay, pay the bill. They ask you to pay 110. I'm gonna pay 120, so to keep it up to date. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm already in the pay bill. The Verizon server is always very slow for some reason.
So you're gonna make a payment for 120 today.
Well, no, 120.19. Here in the website.
120.19.
Yes, but in the online, it's asking me to pay what's past due, which is $110. So what?
Okay.
Let me change it. Can I change the amount here?
Yes, you can.
Should I?
Sorry?
Should I change? Because the other supervisor
yes.
gave the number 120. So is that because include a $10 penalty? What is that? Or carry over?
No. Just follow the pass to the $110.19.
Okay.
There's no fee on that one.
Okay. Because
you can use our self-service option. That's the Verizon mobile app, Verizon.com or automated system.
No, the automated here is telling me to pay what's past due, which is $110.19. So,
yes. Go ahead.
Pay it. I already did. So your web page is telling me to is processing. Can you check?
Is it done?
It didn't tell them, no. It's still here.
Mm.
I let me try again.
Still not. Sure, it's not working yet. It's not yet posted.
I think, okay, let's wait a little bit. Let me try again. Pay now. Okay. Pay. Pay now. Amount due. Payment date. Your payment will be made on 11/8. Oh, yeah. That's today. Tomorrow. Okay. Today. That's okay. Okay,
is
now
it working now?
Now it approves. Yes.
Okay, let me check.
Do you need the confirmation number?
No need. That's fine. Okay, I got it. It's already processed. Thank you so much for the full payment of your past due. So everything is set here. The service is secured now. And by the way, your due date here is every 30th of the month. And you have another bill came out for $109. It's going to do on the 30th, okay? So everything is set here. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Don't forget to cancel the cancellation because they scheduled for Monday to suspend our account.
I'm sorry, what was it again?
Don't forget to note the account so they will not suspend, because it's already scheduled for Monday to cancel our service.
Yeah, that's automatic. It's going to be canceled. Okay, no worries. Service is secured now.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You're welcome, and you too. And thank you so much for calling Verizon. You have a great day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.